Oasis Audio presents Healing Stones by Nancy Rue and Stephen Arterburn. Read for you by Pam Turlow. Chapter 1. I sneaked down to the boat that night to say this couldn't happen anymore. Mind you, I didn't want to. Ripping a man's heart out wasn't up there with things I relished. I don't know what I thought would come of things in the end, but I never envisioned this. This fell into the have-to column. When you've made a mess so major you can't hope any more that somehow things will turn out all right on their own, you have to fix them. I made my usual way through the shadows, glancing back out of habit to be sure no one saw me. No one frequented the Port Orchard Yacht Club on late February evenings, and even I wouldn't have to anymore after tonight. I sucked in damp Washington air and breathed out my urge to run from the pain. Then I slid my hand into the pocket of my peacoat, felt the key card waiting in its satin hiding place, and curled in on myself, plastic card digging into my palm. Would everything that reminded me of Zach torture me from now on? This was just the key to the ramp. What was going to happen when I saw his face? I managed to get the gate unlocked and then closed it behind me, clanging like a prison door. Yes, I waxed dramatic, but everything inside seemed to hold a piece of him. Zach always had a field day with the curled-up ad on the bulletin board asking for a stud for a Yorkshire Terrier. Every time I picked my way...